Hello and welcome once again to canonblogger.com. My tutorial for this week, you'll notice, is not a video tutorial. I'm doing an audio tutorial for a number of reasons. One, I've been very busy, and two, I really couldn't find an image to fit the tip that I wanted to share with you this week, so I'm just going to go ahead and orally explain it to you, and hopefully someone out there will have an image that they can share that will demonstrate the usefulness of this technique. I'm just going to go ahead and get started and run you through that technique real quick, as well as a couple other links and pieces of photography information that I think may be useful. The technique this week is how to apply selective noise reduction to an image. And what you do is, when you've got your image open, you've run it through your RAW converter, whatever method you use in the RAW converter dialogues. Once you've got it there, through there, and you're inside of Photoshop, go ahead and create a duplicate layer, and on that duplicate layer, apply your noise reduction. The one thing you do want to be aware of, though, is when you're applying your noise reduction, you want to make sure your sharpened details are set to 0%. When you're applying noise reduction, you don't want to be sharpening at the same time. Likewise, if you're sharpening an image, you don't want to be applying noise reduction. When you apply noise reduction, you're going to lessen the sharpness. And when you're applying sharpness, by its very nature, you're going to be increasing the noise. So if you try to accomplish both at the same time, in general, you're not going to get really good results. But anyway, go ahead and apply the noise reduction on that duplicate layer. Once you're finished, go on over and select the history brush, and now you can paint back sharpness in the selective areas that you want. So now you've got a second layer that's got selective noise reduction applied in areas and sharpness that is retained in other areas. After that, you can flatten the image, save it as a JPEG, post it out, print it out however you want from there. I really would be interested in seeing how this technique works. I think I read this in one of my photo magazines. I think it was Popular Photography when I was doing some clipping the other day. And really wanted to give that a try, but couldn't find an image. I don't shoot a lot at high ISO levels, particularly because of the issues that you have to deal with in noise, in reducing noise. So I didn't have anything that really fit, but I thought it was a useful technique, and wanted to throw that out there in case anyone did have some images they'd be interested in sharing. So that's the tip for this week. A couple links that I wanted to mention as well during the podcast, since this is audio rather than video, that I found useful. Over at PhotoshopInsider.com, Scott Kelby's blog, he had mentioned a website called ProPhoto Life, and that actually turned out to be a very cool site. I'd been there a couple times before and keep on meaning to go back, and as is the nature with websites, if you don't bookmark it immediately, you forget about it. But they, it was cool because when you point to them, they have a video link out, or two videos out now, and talk about a lot of the lighting gear that's used in photography, and I learned about a piece of equipment that I'd never heard of before. He mentions grid spots, and grid spots are these, what he called, honeycomb-shaped light modifiers. You really got to tune into the video to appreciate what it can do, and as soon as he plugged it in, I was like, wow, that would make some really cool shots if I had something like that. But he called it a honeycomb-shaped light modifier. He said it directs light to a certain angle of beam, and you'll see it's a whole bunch of little beams. He showed a 40-degree grid spot. He said you can get it in sets. He had a set range from 10, 20, 30 up to 40 degrees, and that was a really good way to buy them from whichever vendor you choose. It was really interesting. Stop on over there when you get a minute. It's prophotolife.com. Another tip, technique, or useful piece of information I came across was also in my clippings. I think this one was from Popular Photography as well. Learn about how to create a backlight. So if you're ever doing product shots and you need a completely white backlight, this is a really useful technique. And the technique said to go ahead and get a bucket or a garbage can or any kind of container that you can fit a strobe in. Go ahead and place your strobe inside of that, and then add a piece of clear plexiglass to the top of that. So when it's lit up, you're going to have a completely white background, and you can do your product shots, you can do tabletop still lives. Seems like it'd be a really great idea for eBay and any kind of small item work. So I'm probably going to be giving that a try later on this week, and we'll share some images with you. If anyone's ever used this technique and they've got some images they'd like to share, feel free to post a comment on the blog, email me directly, and we can get a few images up for the rest of the photo community to see and inspire their creativity as well. The last link for today is over to Jason Moore. I've mentioned him several times before. I'm on his blog roll. He's got some really useful information. One of the primary things that I find most useful about Jason is he's really got a great resource. He does a weekly blog roll listing of all the activity of many of the more popular blogs and photo sites on the web, including Photoshop Insider, Scott Kelby's blog, including Lightroom Killer Tips from Matt Kloskowski, including John Knack's blog, including the online photographer, Joel McNally, all these, just tons of resources over there. And if I'm ever in need of going to someplace and I can't remember the website, stop in at Jason Moore's site, and he's probably got a link to it if it's recognized at all in the industry of photography. So a very cool blog. The other thing that's cool about that is I saw him mentioned on Scott Kelby's blog inside their Photoshop User TV episode, which just got released on Monday. They gave him a little prop there, a little nod to go over and check him out. So that was kind of cool when I watched that, because I was like, hey, I know him. I'm on his blog roll. He's a very cool guy. Jason is a certified, he's an Adobe certified expert, so he really knows his Photoshop well. The other thing that's really cool about Jason's blog, and one of the things he's doing, is he's got this geographic community that he gets a couple people together, and they do themed shoots where they'll have a specific theme that they're going on. And his theme for this upcoming geographic community of shots is yellow. So I would encourage you to stop over and take a look at the yellow shots that come out this week. I actually got invited to join, and I'd be interested in seeing other people's perspectives on yellow, as this is the first week that I'll be participating in. So do step over to Jason's website. He's got some really great information there. He is a member of NAP as well, so he's got access to the same resources I do, if not more, because he has got his certification, which is always something to aspire to. So hats off to Jason for getting the recognition that you very much deserve. I believe he's off in France this week. He's doing a little trip out there with his wife, so he probably won't see any comments made this week unless he happens to log into his blog from his hotel room if he has internet out there. So Jason, if you do stop in, you happen to catch anybody coming in, hopefully I pointed them your way. That's pretty much it for this week. No other tips, tricks, or links of information. I will have a brief write-up on the blog tonight that I'll have like the show notes on there and give you links to the sites that I mentioned inside this podcast. I am sorry for not having a video podcast this week. Like I said, I just couldn't find an image with a lot of noise. I know that sounds like a lame excuse, but I really don't shoot high ISO shots very often, primarily because of that issue between noise reduction and sharpness inside of images. But knowing that technique, I might venture into high ISO territory from here forward and see if that technique really does work as well as someone suggested it did. So that's it for this week. If anyone has any tips, ideas, suggestions, images they'd like to share, feel free to email me. The address, as always, is jason@canonblogger.com. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week. Bye.